Okay, Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion 4-7. We said now that the kerem minimally has five vines, according to Beis Hillel, which is the halacha, on two different rows, and at least the four of them have to be exactly lined up, parallel one to the other, forming, if you will, the four vertices, the four corners of a rectangle. So, what if, says the Mishnah, those two rows are owned by two different people? Do they constitute a collective vineyard? The Mishnah says, Hanotea shura achas besoch shalo. If Reuven, in the southern part of his field, which borders Shimon, has, you know, one row of vines, let's say, you know, three, doesn't matter. Beshura achas besoch shel chavero. And then Shimon, on the other side of the property line, has a row of vines, let's say, you know, also three. And they're lined up, as they should be, you know, like forming essentially, you know, at least one rectangle between the two rows, one Reuven's and one Shimon's. So then that's going to be considered to be a kerem, no problem. Not only is that a kerem if it's owned by two people, but even if there's something that goes between the two rows. So for example, v'derech ha'yachid, v'derech ha'rabim be'emtza, even if a path, a private path or a public path goes between those two rows, we'll see later on that provided that those rows are sufficiently close together, can't be a massively wide road that would keep the vines too far apart. But the path per se, whether it's public or private, doesn't break up a vineyard. You could just have a path going through a vineyard. And that being the case, it's still a vineyard requiring a full dalet amos extension around the whole perimeter of the vineyard. Not only that, but even if you have a gedder, you have a low fence, shu namuch ma'asar tfachim, provided that fence is less than 10 tfachim high. We said that 10 tfachim is your requisite height for a partition, and that would break up the vineyard, but since it's only less than 10, let's say it's 9 tfachim high, so then, here elu mitzdarfos. If that is the case, the two rows, even though they're owned by Reuven on the one side and Shimon by the other, so Reuven has one row, Shimon has a second row, and even if there is a path running between or a short wall less than 10 tfachim high between them, that's still mitzdaref, and they're considered to be a single vineyard, a single kerem. On the other hand, Gova Masar Tfachim, if the partition that runs between the two rows is more than 10 Tfachim high, and the truth is 10 Tfachim exactly would be sufficient, then Enam and Starfos. That would break up the would-be legal vineyard, meaning now you have just have a row in Reuven's field and a row in Shimon's field, and either one has a status of being a vineyard, and therefore you could distance just 6 Tfachim from the vines in Reuven and Shimon's areas on their own. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im erison milamala, he says, you know what? If you drape over, if you trellis over the vines, over the partition, so then even if that partition is more than 10 high, since you've got, let's say, you know, Reuven's vines are crossing over the wall into Shimon's side, Reuven's draped them over, so then, and similarly Shimon's, so you've over the wall also, so that they're crossing over on both sides of the crossing over the wall from either direction. Hare elu mitzdarfos, then once again, notwithstanding the fact that there's a partition running between the two rows of vines, those vines are considered interconnected to form a single kerem, a single vineyard, and again, you're back to the four almost requirements around. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rambam, and therefore, if you actually have a partition, the partition's a partition. Worth noting, if you look back in the second parak, the beginning of the second parak of Peah, you will see that we talked about walls and paths not being effective as partitions for the halachos of Peah and, you know, orchards and so. However, if you look there, you'll see the halachos are not exactly the same. Ayin Sham, I don't want to make the issue confusing over here. So in any case, here our Mishnah says that the partition of Tenhai does break it up. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you drape the vines over from either side, it reconnects them. Halach, however, is like the Tanakama, Paskins the Rambam, meaning once you have a partition, even with the draping over, that the two rows are disconnected and you haven't got a vineyard if they just one row on either side of the partition.